This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. COVID-19 vaccines for Colorado may be weeks away. CPR's Ben Marcus is following developments with the state's draft plan and CDC recommendations about who gets vaccinated first.
Basically, first up are frontline healthcare workers, which was expected. The big change this week was that they broadened who goes first, adding people and employees in nursing homes. And that makes a lot of sense. Nursing homes have had a disproportionate number of the deaths. It's a vulnerable population, and they want to make sure that they are protected as soon as possible.
CPR's Ben Marcus. Homes for sale in Denver are going fast. CPR's Sarah Mulholland reports.
Homes sat on the market for an average of 22 days in November, a 37% drop compared to the same time last year. A new report from the Denver Metro Association of Realtors says buyers are competing for a small pool. Listings were down by about half compared to last November. That, combined with low interest rates, is keeping home prices high. The average price for a house in Denver is just under $550,000. That's up 13% from last year. The boom in home sales is part of a nationwide trend that's persisted throughout the pandemic. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
Coming up, the Supreme Court weighed in again on the question of whether and how state governments can restrict in-person worship services in order to minimize the spread of coronavirus. Then the Trump administration plans to auction off drilling rights in Alaska's Arctic National Wildlife Refuge, setting up a final showdown before President-elect Joe Biden takes office. Those stories are next. Then we follow the escapades of the U.S. Capitol Christmas tree, which hails from the Western Slope. That's in 15 minutes on All Things Considered. At CPR.org, people with COVID-19 and other illnesses are filling up Colorado hospitals, but hospitals are often busy this time of year.
The reality is, hospitals in the United States are kind of designed to run at really high capacities. So some of what you're seeing is just how hospitals normally function.
Headlines about hospitals hitting their capacity limits and what it means for patients and healthcare workers. You'll find that in a story at CPR.org.